Welcome to episode 22 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, and this week you're giving a voice to your truth. And while we're at it, we'll give a truth to your voice. The water is going to get through. I mean, no matter what. So open the floodgates. I could be completely wrong about this, but I believe we all have an inner voice, or we can call it our subconscious self, or it's actually fine to call it or relate to it however you want. But I think something is there. Something is in there, and when we are connected with it, when we are aligned with it, following it, allowing ourselves to be pulled by it, then things are easier, more meaningful, and, dare I say, effortless. Not just effortless in that it doesn't cost us any energy, but it's actually on the other side of the neutral line from negative. It's positive. It provides energy. Whereas when we fight it, when we push back, when we deny and avoid and pretend it isn't there, maybe never was there, when we know full well it is there, was there, and will continue to be there, we're just delaying the pain, the regret, the, dare I say, the lie. Again, maybe I'm wrong. Do you remember in school when we learned about water and how it will find a way? It will get through the mountain or around it or under it. It might build up and finally burst in a flood, or it will trickle through the soil and create underground rivers and caverns. It's not in any big hurry. It will get there. It's also fine to wait. It will prevail. It can also take on other forms. It can freeze while inside of a rock and break that formidable foe slowly and surely. Or it might evaporate and go above the mountain, only to rain down on the other side. See how it's not going to give up? It's going to get there, no matter what. This is how I see our truth. If the word truth isn't doing it for you, let's think of a few other ways to say it. Your true self. Who you really are. Who you know you are but don't want to admit. Your passion. Kind of cheesy, I admit. Your love. Your truth. By giving a voice to your truth, you're admitting, accepting, and ideally embracing that this voice is yours. How do you know what your truth is? It's easy. In fact, it's not just easy to figure out. The easy is part of the answer, part of the roadmap to help find it. What comes easily to you? What, like the water, won't let you give up? What gives you satisfaction? What, when you're not doing it or being it, makes you feel unsatisfied? Like the water, it won't go away. Ever. It might change forms, ice, steam, but it's still there. My thinking is then to decide to give into it. To allow it, to surrender to it, to accept it, to embrace it even. It's a conscious decision. Your truth is there. You probably know what it is. But to decide to allow it is a moment in your life when things, most things, maybe all things, will then be set free. They will flow. They will find their way more easily. Like the river, when you decide to give a voice to your truth. That's it for this Thursday Repossible Podcast. Bradley Charbonneau. See you next week.